The Gemara tells us in Brachas, Chafav Amid Beis, it tells us about the Avos. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov instituted our tefillas. Avram instituted tefillas shacharis, v'yashkim Avram abokir. Yitzhak instituted tefillas mincha, and Yaakov instituted tefillas maira. So there's a question the Tosfos, other Rishonim ask in terms of our tefillah. Could we have a Gemara which basically tells us in order for something to be a full-fledged bracha, a blessing, you need Shem Hashem and Malchus. You need Baruch Atah Hashem, and you also need Melech Olam. He's the God of our universe. So if you don't have Shem and Malchus, in Halach it's not known. It's not a complete bracha. It's a discussion in the Gemara. So Tosfos is bothered by, as we all know, that Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov instituted tefillah. So if you look at Shmona Esrei, which is the essence of tefillah, when we say davening, we refer to colloquial, the whole davening. In halacha, when we talk about tefillah, it's talking about specifically Shmona Esrei, that you're standing, you're omeg lefnei hashchina. That's what it means. So the question is, as we know, we'll be looking at our Shmona Esrei, we say, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzhak, okay, Yaakov. And we never make where's the Shem HaMalchus? If it's Shemona Esrei, it's all about brachas. The whole Shemona Esrei is 18, 19 brachas. How could it be that the Shemona Esrei, we're not Yotze with the brachas? We need Shem HaMalchus. So where's the Shem HaMalchus? So Tosfos answered, the answer must be, because we know who is the one who brought ethical monotheism to the world. Who's the one? God was always in heaven until Avraham came on the scene. And Avraham is the one who brought Melech Olam. He's the one who brought God down to this world. It was just in theory. Avraham was one of the first Maimon. He came down and he taught ethical monotheism to the people, whoever was around, and eventually, you know, the father of the Jewish people. So Tosfos says, so since when we say, okay, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, so that's what we're referring to, that It's similar to Melech Olam. Melech Olam, we want to say God is the king of the universe. So therefore, what better way than we mention Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov, but Avram is the one, Yitzhak and Yaakov followed in the footsteps. So what better way than to, instead of saying Melech Olam, let's say, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzhak and Yaakov. But the question is, why here? So why not, why specifically here is it necessary to go with okay, Avram? Why not other brachas? Instead of making, let me say, okay, Avram, Melech Olam. Why specifically over here, when it comes to tefillah, by Shmona Esrei, do we invoke this principle? So that's why Rav Nissen Alpert, a Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein on the Lower East Side, he explains as follows, because we know, or we don't know, but in theory, we don't really know what speaking in front of a Melech means. We pretty much don't have much respect for authority today, like back in the day. You even looked at the king the wrong way. You came in, you know, even Esther, who was the wife, and people close. You say the wrong, you make a wrong request, you say it the wrong way, they'll chop your head off and ask questions later. You know, we live in a different world now, but there's a concept of Malchus we're not that familiar with. So we know God is also, he's a Melech. However, we say on fast days, other days, we say Avinu Malkeinu. God is both. He's our Father, and he's our Melech, and he's both. So therefore, if we can't. So if you're going to a Melech, you can't start making requests, because it's not, you know, you're lucky, you beg in front of him, you go down, yeah, whatever you want, what could I do for you? You don't go asking him for things. So therefore, when we're coming to Shmona Esrei, which is, especially the middle section, is the majority of the section, which is the question of requests, bakashos. The first section is we first praise God, butter him up, and we say thank you at the end. But the whole essence, the whole middle of Shmona Esrei is the bakasha. So how would it make sense? I'll say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Olam and start asking God for everything. That doesn't go. So we want to accentuate the Avinu part. He's true, he's Avinu Malkeinu, and we make brachas all the time. We say Melech Olam. When it comes to Shmona Esrei, which is the essence of tefillah, in order to be able to make these requests, so therefore, Chazal instituted, okay, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, because that's the only way. We're coming as our father. That Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the avos of Klal Yisrael, only if we accentuate God as our father, then we can continue with Atachone and give me this. Then we speak to a parent, give me this, give me that. You know, I'm going to take this from you. Then we can talk to God that way, so to speak. So that's why, specifically over here, we normally need Melech HaOlam, so okay, Avraham takes the place, but why specifically here? Because by tefillah, which the whole essence of asking things, you can't ask a king for things, you have to ask your father, so we accentuate the Avinu, and therefore we begin Shmon Esri instead of the typical Melech HaOlam, oh, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzhak, okay, Yaakov. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Yisrael Lefichach, Hebro Lem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz L'man Sidko, Yaldil Torah V'Yadir.